So as you know, this week we have the sweet mamish, many zechuyos. Many zechuyos. We read Vayachel Pekudei, Surah Mesayim Chumash Shmos. We also have the great zechus to go ahead and read Parsha Sachodesh. So this is a very halig Shabbos. I'm seeing Shabbos Chazak, Parsha Sachodesh, and Abosai, the real incredible privilege to really read three parshios this Shabbos, right? You've got Vayakel, Pekudei, and Achodesh, an incredible, incredible koach this Shabbos. So we know Vayakel, Pekudei, sometimes, already by now, you know, I mentioned this a couple of times, you know, we have Mishkan fatigue. You know, we've been doing this already for a couple of weeks with the Mishkan. We're cubited out. You know, we know everything and anything you want to know about the Mishkan, how tall, how wide, how short. So, but obviously, if the Torah is going through such repetition, it's because that Lamaisa, the details are exceptionally important. So there's a beautiful pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. This is in Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Chaf through Chaf Aleph. The pasuk says the following: Vayitzu kol adas bnei Yisrael lifnei Moshe. So remember again, Vayakel Pekudei in Truma Tetzaveh is Moshe Rabbeinu giving the instructions. Vayakel Pekudei is the execution. So the pasuk over here says that Klal Yisrael goes ahead and they leave Moshe. Moshe gives them the instructions. They go out to fabricate the Mishkan as well as the Kohanic clothing. Listen to this. Vayavohu kol ish asher nesa'u libo v'chol asher nadva rucho. So every single person, asher nesa'u libo, whose heart literally lifted him up, and nadva rucho, who had generosity of spirit, so these individuals who nesolibo nadvarucho, whose heart lifted them up, who had generosity of spirit, these individuals went ahead and brought their donations, their trumas Hashem, for the fabrication of the Oel Moed and for all its avoda, as well as for the fabrication of the Bigdei HaKodesh. So we'll say, so the Chida Rechaim David Azulai, see, he says something quite amazing. He says, listen to these words, Ki Yadua, Yesh Mercha Godol Meiram Achshav LaMaisa. I will say, sometimes there is a great chasm between our thoughts and our actions. Right? There often is sometimes a great divide between what we want to do and what we actually do. He says, Bein Haratzon HaTov LaHagshamaso, between the ultimate desire to do good and the actualization of that good. Harbi Ritzonos Tovim Misnatfim Lifnei Shiyatzo LaPol. We'll say so many wonderful intentions just kind of disappear into obscurity before they are ever actualized, before they come into action. Harbi Anoshim Nosim Bechova Machshavos Gnaolos Cheftze Liktovim. We'll say so many of us walk around life with so many beautiful aspirations, so many wonderful dreams, so many beautiful ideas and ideals. Ach Lichla Maisa Eina Magiyim. You know, we'll say, there are some people that live lives of Shira Malos Beshuva Hashem Shiva Sir Hayino Kecholmen. There are so many people who spend their lives dreaming. Besides dreaming, and such beautiful, magnificent dreams, such magnificent aspirations, such magnificent goals. Only one problem. The dreams, the aspirations, and the goals remain just that. Dreams, aspirations, and goals. And they never come into the Olam Ha'asiyah. They never come into the world of action. He goes on, he says, also listen to this. Pelachim, Misaperes Lanu HaTorah, Ki B'Tshumas HaMishkan Lo Haya Af Echar Kazer. I will say, this is amazing, by the way. This Chidah is... So, you ever wonder to yourself, why does the Torah go through so much detail in the building of the Mishkan? What's the pshat? Why so much detail? So, I'll say, so just so you understand the flow of the parashios. You've got Tshuma and Tetzaveh, which are all about the dream. All about the dream. And what's the role of Vayakel Pekudei? Says the Chidah something amazing. Because by the Trumas HaMishkan, something beautiful occurred, which was, there was a dream. But the amazing part was, it wasn't just a dream. What happens? Listen to, he says, Ki b'Trumas HaMishkan lo haya ha'av echad kazeh, kol ish asher nisa'o libo, v'nod varucho. The Torah is teaching us on both sides, that every single person whose heart lifted him up, who experienced generosity of spirit, every single person who had a dream to do more, become more, contribute more, help more, build more, So we'll say, when you just read Truman Tetzav, we'll say, what is Truman Tetzav about? Truman Tetzav is about the dream. Truman Tetzav is about the aspiration. What I'd like to do, here's what it's going to look like. Here's what it's going to be like. Here's how you're going to fabricate it. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And there's Nadiva slave. There's generosity of spirit. There's Nisal Rucho. I should say Nadva Rucho, Nisal Libo. People's hearts are uplifted. There's so much optimism, hope, excitement, all beautiful things. But lest you think that for a moment it was just beautiful aspirations and ideals but never came to fruition, watch this. Elakulam heviu es trumas Hashem. The amazing part is, teaches us the pasuk, that at the end of the day, this was not just about nesa'o libo and nadva rucho. It's beautiful to have a heart that's filled with magnificent aspirations. It's beautiful to have a heart that's filled with beautiful dreams. It's beautiful to have goals. It's beautiful to have this. It's beautiful to have that. But you know what's ever better? You know what's even better than dreaming, Rabosai? Even better than dreaming is doing. Even better than nesa'o libo. Even better than nadva rucho is heviu es trumas Hashem. We'll say they carried through. They executed. Because to say what you're going to do is great. To do it is even better. And we'll say, therefore, the pasuk says, Elakulam heviu es trumas Hashem kaimu ritzonam. They executed their dreams. They executed their ideals. Hotziu es machshevasam hatova min hakoach al hapoel. We'll say, they took their dreams and aspirations and they ultimately made it tachlitic. The tachlis, they went ahead and they executed. So I will say, now this chida is so magnificent, I will say, because it gives us a new window into the parashios. Because again, let's be honest, we're amongst friends, we wonder to ourselves, like, Vayakel Pekudei, like, for this I came to shul? I thank God we're going out during the Haftorah. Right, but for this I came to shul, I have to hear this all over again? So I will say, so Lemaisa again. It's okay, you can laugh at that, it's alright, right? So Lemaisa, I will say, I understand the setup so dramatically. But say what the Torah Kedusha B'Shalom is trying to teach us is the following. Truman Tetzaveh represents the dream. Truman Tetzaveh represents the aspirations. Because in life, you have to think about what you want to build. What do you want to build in life? What do you want to create? Who is the person you want to be? So we'll say this is so important. Because so often in life, we don't think about the kind of Mishkan we want to build for ourselves. Because what happens? I'm so busy with this deal, with that deal. I'm busy with today. I'm busy with tomorrow. I'm busy with this week. We'll say if somebody were to stop you when you're walking out of the shul to ask you, no, what kind of Mishkan do you want to build? What kind of life do you want to build for yourself? What do you want out of this existence? If tomorrow was your last day on this earth, would you be happy with the life you led? And I would venture to say most of us would say no. No, because we haven't yet begun to do the things we really need to do. We really need to accomplish. Truman Tetzaveh is the dream. Truman Tetzaveh is the aspiration. Truman Tetzaveh are about the goals. And I both say the goals have to be well thought out. Your goals have to be measured. You have to know how many cubits in width, how many cubits in length, how many cubits in height. Your life aspirations and goals can't be amorphous. They have to be specific. But lest you think that it's enough to dream, lest you think that it's enough just to simply have goals and aspirations, comes Vayakel Pekudei. We'll say, what's Vayakel Pekudei all about? Vayakel Pekudei is about the execution. Vayakel Pekudei are the parshios where ultimately we take the dreams and we build them. We take the dreams and we execute them. We take the aspirations and we bring them into the world of reality. It's beautiful to have, we have to start life with Nisa'o Libo, Nod Varucho, but then at some point in time we have to find the Koach ultimately again to live a life of Heviu es Trumas Hashem. It's beautiful to dream, beautiful to have the aspirations, but we have to live lives of Vayakel Pekudei. Maybe Zochem Eretz Hashem, to have the beautiful dreams, to have the beautiful aspirations, to have Truman Tetzaveh, but equally as important, Eretz Hashem, is to live lives of Vayakel Pekudei, lives of execution, lives of actualization. Mamish everything. Everything.